You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Julie Kane, in for Hanat Baba. We just heard how the small town of Brisbane is standing its ground in defiance of regional pressure to build high-rises on a landfill in town. Well, this isn't the first time Brisbane has taken a contrary stand, according to former city council member Fred Smith.
Brisbane kind of has that reputation of taking on large, powerful interests and being able to take them on and winning.
That willingness to stand up to its big neighbor to the north once had people calling Brisbane the mouse that roared. That's just one of many nicknames it's earned, as KALW's Stephen Short tells us in this episode of The Source.
I've been looking into the origin of Bay Area place names for several years now. Like many communities, the place we now call Brisbane started off as something else, the City of Visitation, to be exact. But while name changes are common, I don't know of any other that has had so many nicknames. Little Reno, the Garbage Dump Town, and the City of Stars, to name a few. But before we get into all those nicknames, let's look into the history that brought them about. Like many places along the peninsula, Brisbane, or more accurately, the City of Visitation, got its start after the 1906 San Francisco earthquake and fire. But former city council member Fred Smith says things didn't go so well.
The spine of development on the peninsula was along the El Camino Real, and so Brisbane was a little off the beaten track, I think. And not only that, but the lots were fairly expensive for what you got.
Being a bit secluded is one of its charms today, but at that time, there weren't enough public services to attract buyers.
I think there were only about 28 homes built until around 1929.
That's when things went from bad to worse.
In 1929, years of booming prosperity ended in catastrophe. It was the biggest stock market crash since records began.
People who were living comfortably one day were dead broke the next.
So they dropped the price from over $1,000 per lot to starting at $100 a lot, and you could buy a lot for $10 down and $5 a month.
Wow, what a deal! Even at the start of the Depression.
And suddenly, activity started springing up all over town.
If this place called Visitation City was getting a new start, it needed a new name, one that wouldn't be confused with any other in the Bay Area. Former Councilmember Smith says that had been a problem, since the City of Visitation sounded so much like the nearby San Francisco neighborhood of Visitation Valley.
You call it rebranding today, but they decided to change the name to Brisbane. Nobody really knows exactly why the name Brisbane was picked. There's two theories. One is that it was named after the city in Australia.
Climate, subtropical. Brisbane.
And the other, that it was named after a popular journalist. What I understand, he was kind of the Herb Cain of his day, named Arthur Brisbane.
Arthur Brisbane became one of the best-known newspaper editors in the country after he was hired by William Randolph Hearst to run the New York Journal newspaper. But there's no record of him having any connections to California. He never even came for a visit. What is known for certain is that the new name was bestowed on the community by real estate developer Arthur Annis, considered by all to be the father of the town. Those unbeatable low prices encouraged buyers to put up more than 400 new homes in 3 years. The Brisbane Sun proudly called it a building record unsurpassed by any other community in the United States or any other part of the world. One resident of that time recalled the building boom started because rents were so high in San Francisco. This was in the early 1930s, remember. And because
there was no building laws. They just put up any kind of shack they wanted to live in.
Fred Smith, the former city council member, notes that the building codes weren't the only thing Brisbane didn't have. There was no police force. It was still secluded. This was Prohibition-era America.
And being located right along the bay was an ideal place for, the smuggling of illegal liquor. So it was kind of a perfect situation for activities, so to speak, that you wouldn't want noticed by the law enforcement. Let's put it that way.
Prohibition ended in 1933, but Brisbane remained unincorporated into the early 1960s, and taverns lined the streets.
The legends are that there was, in the back rooms, there were card games going on and slot machines and...
You think so?
I think so. You know, when the sheriff was on his way up, the warning would go out, the facade would go back up, and it was, you know, just, they were just having a beer here.
These shady activities earned Brisbane the nickname of Little Reno. And later, during World War II, when enlisted men descended on the town on weekends, it was called the Second Barbary Coast. Worst of all, outsiders called it the garbage dump town, because San Francisco used Brisbane's bay as a dump for over 60 years.
The bayfront was being despoiled by our large neighbor to the north, and it was something that we didn't have any means of stopping it. So in the 1960s, after Brisbane incorporated, we battled the garbage companies fiercely to try to stop the dumping and to stop the filling of the bayfront.
This sense of independence is built into the community, which is why some called it the mouse that roared, inspired by a Peter Sellers movie. It's about a tiny country that declares war on the United States.
Well, Your Grace, I know it'll come as a surprise, a pleasant one, I hope, but we sort of won.
But add all these nicknames together, and they still get less attention than this one, the City of Stars.
Most towns, individual neighborhoods, or you'll have a Christmas tree lane, or one or two streets will organize and decorate.
But in Brisbane, the whole town puts lighted stars on their homes and businesses.
Well, the stars are a tradition that started, I think, right before World War II, when someone in the Chamber of Commerce decided to put a star on their house and put Christmas lights on it.
Soon, the Chamber was handing out 5-foot diameter wooden stars to everyone in town.
It really caught on. People really liked it, partly because if you drove by on the Bayshore Boulevard, you could look up at the hillside and see sprinkled with stars at night.
Bay Area fog and light pollution often prevent us from seeing the stars in the sky. So the next time you're traveling past Brisbane on any December evening, remember to have a quick look up at that starry hillside. Just make sure the driver doesn't look for too long. In Brisbane, I'm Stephen Short for Cross Currents.